podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So Julie was lucky number 21 when she heard the Maroon 5 song. That means she gets the collector's edition What Happens in Vegas Mix 100.3 swag t-shirt. She gets that. So already people are selling those on eBay, I understand, for like $250.
Oh, right, it's now. Nuts, yeah, man. Nuts. Wow.
But she's qualified for the grand prize to get marooned in Vegas. Bob Marley is here. Do you like those? How clever our promotions department is? Marooned in Vegas.
That's a great, that's what might happen, actually. If you get down there and you blow out your cash, forget it. It's all over. And there's people looking for money everywhere down there. I was there in the once and first time ever right out of Maine. And I'm walking down the strip and this lady with this very short skirt came up to me and she goes, I'll spank you for $20. And I was like, I didn't know what to do. I was like, I went home back to the hotel room and I called my mother in Maine. I said, Mom, you can make a lot of money out here. that's what's happening. I don't know. But we were talking about Tom Brady before the break. And I want to tell, listen, I understand. All right. If he wasn't on my team, I would hate Tom Brady too, because there's so much to hate. You know what I mean? Like I'm
married
not,
to the supermodel.
Yeah,
right?
I'm not from Denver, but I have mad respect. And I like Peyton Manning a lot. But when you look at Peyton Manning, there's no way I would not hate him because, you know, something's off. Like the eyes a little weird.
Shut up. Do you know who you're talking to right now?
No, I'm just saying, like, I love him.
There's a crowd at the door of the radio station.
I love Peyton Manning. I'm just saying, you get what I'm, and his brother's a little off too. You know, his brother's
you can talk about Eli.
Yeah, his brother's like, I like football. My brother plays football and his team has horses on their costume. But so I get it. But you have to understand, as a New England person, like we're old, like crusty, angry people. Like it snows 9 months a year. Mm-hmm. We have nothing. We have nothing but Tom Brady. That's the only thing we have. And what, I think when this whole thing went to the court, then the NFL lawyers realized, I think we're in over our head, because I don't think we have much. Because the judge is like, no, tell me what he did.
Well,
because they didn't even want to admit it. They're like, he let some air out.
I can't hear you.
Well, not him, but somebody that Tom Brady might have known, another guy that he might have known, might have let some air out of the ball.
Okay, so he didn't murder anybody?
No, but there's not as much air in the ball, I don't think, as there was before.
And he didn't rob a bank with a gun?
No, but the air.
You do make it sound kind of silly.
Yeah.
How much air did they take out of the ball?
Like, I don't know.
Show me with your lips.
Like that much?
The lawyer, 12-year-old girl?
I think like that much air, possibly. But he's like, get out.
So, I mean, I get it. You know, it's, but even on Tom Brady's like worst day, that's still better than my best day's ever been. You know, like during that Deflategate, he went home and Giselle was just there. And he's like, oh my God, I forgot I was married to you. Things are going to be okay.
He fell into her arms.
Yeah, even if on my best day, if I went to 7-Eleven and won a $4 scratchy and then hit every green light on the way home, my wife would still be on the porch with a house coat on and a bunch of stubble on her legs going, did you get the milk, Bob? Did you get the milk? You know what I mean? So, like, it's just my whole life is my thumb we were talking about.
What's wrong with your thumb?
Okay, so now it's a little better. But if I came in here about 3 weeks ago, you would have been like, what's up with your thumb? Because it's I think I broke it. I don't know. Here's what happened.
What did the doctor say?
I didn't go because I have kids and I didn't have time to go. I said it was cartooning at one point and my wife goes, you should go in. And my kids are like, oh my God, Dad, we're supposed to go to karate right now. I'm like, never mind. I don't have a medical emergency. Don't worry about me. I don't need to shower or anything. I feel like Chris Farley, that character. Yeah, maybe I don't brush my teeth every day. You know what I mean? That's what happens when you have kids.
True.
So I was installing an air conditioning unit. It was from my Nana. I got it from my Nana because she's trying to thin her house out. You know how people get old and they're always trying to get rid of stuff?
Yeah.
I go to my Nana. Bobby, could you use... It's always weird stuff, too. Could you use a wooden beaver set? I'm like, I don't even know what that is. How about an exercise bike without a seat on it? Could you use one of those? I'm like, I don't believe so, Nan. And she has those long arms now. You know how they start getting the wicked long orangutan arms?
Yeah.
We had an Easter egg hunt at my house on Easter, and she did great. She wasn't even bending over. She won hands down, literally hands down. Can I get a rim shot on that one? Put up, hey now. Hey. So anyway, she goes, I have an air conditioner. I'm going, bingo, we need one of those. I need it. So I don't know if you've ever seen your nana's air conditioner, but it's 167,000 BTUs and it weighs 1,400 pounds.
It's like a big giant swamp cooler.
Solid steel.
It's unbelievable. That one, I think my husband got that. They brought it in on, in the 1930s or something.
So I go down and I lift it and I'm like, you ever notice when you're lifting something unbelievably heavily, your spouse will ask you dumb questions? Because my wife is standing around me going, where do you want me, Bob? Bob, where do you? I'm like, stop the interview and get out of the way. So I go home, I get it in the window, and there should be a handle on an air conditioner, right? Because when you put it in the window, you're supposed to shut the window as you hold it, and then you have no place to put your hand. You shouldn't hold it by the knobs. So I've got it by the knobs, and I'm screaming, I need help now. So my wife comes up, she goes, what's going on up here? And I'm like, gosh, what do you want me to do? And I go, shut the window. And she goes, this one? And I go, no, start in the cellar, shut all those windows. She goes, I can't get it, it's stuck, I can't get it. And I go, I can't hold it. And it just went. And the cord ripped out of the wall and hit me in the retina. And my eye was bleeding. And then my thumb got wenched in between the air conditioner, the 600-pound air conditioner. And it went back and touched my watch. It went, wong. And my wife and I were both, you know how everything bad happens in slow motion? Uh-huh. You know, like my mother came to our house to the pool party for Labor Day and she had lost a bunch of weight, but unfortunately she never sized down her bathing suit. So whole bunch of stuff I don't even want to get into. That's what I mean. It was all in slow motion. We're like, no. And as my wife was watching my thumb bend back to me, she was like, oh my God. And the air conditioner just went, landed in the yard like a lawn dart. And my neighbor's out there raking. And New England people are very compassionate. He goes, good job, dummy. Right. So it was all wrenched up. And we've had a crazy summer. Did I tell you guys we went to France?
Really?
No. Oh, here's a question. All right. Now, when you look at me, do you think, oh, yeah, he belongs in France?
No.
Not at all.
I didn't even want to go, but my wife is yelling at me. She goes, can we just do something, Bob? We're like losers. We never do anything. I'm like, oh, my God, I took you to Portsmouth, New Hampshire last year.
What do you want?
Over the bridge and around the rotary twice. When's it going to end with you? So we get over there, and she goes, well, can we just try to fit in? Don't be American, because they hate Americans. I'm like, I'm going to keep the division going. I'm here for 10 days. I'm going to wear giant cargos and big New Balance sneakers and maybe get some Mickey Mouse ears, a couple lanyards with pins on them. I'm going to ask for ketchup everywhere I go. You know what I mean? It's like, she goes, just try to learn some French. I go, I'm going to be there 10 days. I'm not spending 4 months on Rosa Stone on the computer, whatever that's called. I almost said Rosa Parks for some reason. I don't know why. She's famous. Right? I don't know. So anyway, I'm using my broken French. I'm over there. I'm like, dudo, where-o McDonald's-o? And everybody's irritated with me. And my mother wanted to go with us. She goes, I presume I'll be going with you, Bobby. Perry is my lifelong dream. I'm like, you're not going, Mom. I go, I love you, but it took you 48 minutes to get to the zucchini aisle at the grocery store the other day. You know, she walks like she's sneaking up on people. Her pace is unbelievably slow. She would be gone, and we would turn around two blocks. Yeah, I'd have to get Liam Neeson in there. You know, I have your mother. Keep her. Go ahead and keep my mother.
Bob Marley is at Comedy Works this weekend. He played a show last night, but he's got two more shows tonight. Two more shows on Saturday, tomorrow night. You can get your tickets at comedyworks.com. And he comes walking in with a Diet Coke, and immediately we started talking about the Diet Coke. And
I know.
It's
I
killing got, you.
We were talking about the best mix of Diet Coke. McDonald's has the best mix. Like that. I don't know what they put in it. My friend goes, it's a straw, dude. It's a fatter straw. I'm like, someone's got a lot of time on their hands. I don't know what you're up to.
I've heard that same word. It's something about their syrup.
Yeah, he goes, go to Burger King. Check out the length of the straw. That's not. It's different. I'm like, oh, my God, this guy's got it all planned out.
Get a job.
Yeah. But so we went traveling this summer, and then we got back, and we were getting caught up on the news, and I saw that those prisoners in New York, because we were freaked out because we live in the Northeast.
Oh, that's right.
And they got those two guys. All right, now a couple tips for you people if you own a prison. Let's keep the prisoners away from the giant pipe cutting tools.
Right.
For some reason, they always have access to that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, hey, what'd you make today, Butch? Nothing, just a ladder. See you tomorrow. That's what you think. Two more rungs and I'm out of here. And the other, did you see that little Cabbage Patch lady that was going to break them out?
Yes.
Like a little cherub. Like, would that be your go-to person?
Hey, there she is, Charlie, right over there. I think I found the one. Which one? The Cabbage Patch looking lady.
She didn't even show up. That was her job, was to drive the getaway car. They Shawshanked it, right? They climbed through the sewage pipe, popped up, and she was supposed to be there. And she was not there. And they must have been like, oh, my God, never trust a Cabbage Patch lady. So on Tuesday, they're going to release the messages from her to them because she supplied them with a cell phone on the Today Show. So let's tune in next Tuesday because that's going to be, I don't know what it's going to sound like. Beep.
Hey, listen, I'm not going to make it over there tonight. My dog Taffy's getting her nails done, so beep. I don't know if you got that first message, but I'm not making it. Listen, I think I just saw you guys on the news. Are you wearing orange and running wicked fast?
Like you have to have a bigger plan, right? Then we're going to climb through the sewage pipe and the Cabbage Patch lady's going to pick us up. You know, and then she tried to claim she was crazy. Did you hear that part? Like, you know how when a crime goes south, people go, well, I'm crazy. But you actually have to do something crazy to get into the institution. You can't just say, I'm crazy. So that's a tip. If you're ever going to rob a bank or something, you know, go to Chipotle and, you know, do something crazy. Rub the guac. Take all your clothes off and start rubbing. Woo! And they'll bring you right in, you know. You have to have a plan if you're going to break out of prison is my point. Because everybody, not somebody, but everybody's going to be looking for you for at least 12 hours because that's the attention span of the American public now. Like when they first got out, they were like, the prisoners have escaped. They might be in the area, possibly Maine. And we were like, oh, my God, lock the windows. And then 12 hours later, we're like, what about those prisoners? I don't know. I don't really care. I just watched a pit bull on Facebook play tetherball with his penis for an hour. You know what I mean? So it's like that Facebook is chewing my brain away. I went to the doctor a week ago. I don't know what my birth date was because I've taken my birth date out of my brain and replaced it with stuff from Facebook. The guy goes, when were you born? I go, I don't really know, but I know which celebrities have big ears. I've got it all locked away up. It's crazy. Yeah. And my daughter's on it all. And she has a phone now because she's 14. She's closing real estate deals or something. And she's on the selfie is the one that kills me. She all day long takes pictures of her. I love her more than anybody. I'm her dad, and I don't want that many pictures of her.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's a different generation. You don't want to say to them, are you just a conceited little weirdo? Like, what's going on with you? Like, if I went to my mother's house right now and tried to find a picture of myself when I was 14, there'd be one. It's Six Flags, and everybody in the picture was angry and miserable. You know, my dad with his pants pulled up to his nipples, chain smoking a Terradyn. Take the picture already. You know, my sister scratching her rear end. Me with my little gym shorts looking like... You know. And it was a horrible picture, right? But when you took the picture, nobody knew that. The guy that took it was like, this is going to be great. And you got it back like 6 months later, you're like, that's horrible. You know, so I don't know what they... But if I told my friend, you know, when I was 14, hey, Mike, come on over to the house tomorrow and bring your camera. Why is that? Because we're going to take pictures of me all day. He would be like, what are you, a weirdo? And then if you went to get him developed and the guy developing it at the Rite Aid saw 100 pictures of you, he'd be like, oh, my God, this kid must be missing. They're probably going to put these on telephone poles all around town.
It's good.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
So true.
But that's what happens when you have kids. Thank God they got back on that school bus with all their supplies. $486 worth of supplies for three kids. Are we stockpiling to fight the Germans again? My 8-year-old needed 14 glue sticks. I'm like, is there a meth lab in your school? Like, who's your teacher, Walter White? We didn't have that. We didn't have a 19-gallon L.L. Bean cooler that folded into a hammock at lunchtime. And my wife's like, I put 5 ice packs in it. Do you think that's enough? I said, I don't know. Are we transporting a heart? Is there a heart in there? We just had a brown bag. We had corduroys with a wool sweater with no T-shirt with our nipples bleeding waiting for the bus. A trapper keeper and a brown bag with an apple. That's what we had. Yes. It's always something.
Good.
As long as I got problems, I got jokes, and I have a lot of problems.
We love you coming
funny,
in.
Funny, man.
I thank you so much for having me, and I'm looking forward to this weekend at the South location. So there's two Comedy Works, and they've got this beautiful club, Greenwood Village at the Landmark. It's unbelievable.
It's nice.
If you haven't been, it's great, good amount of restaurants over there, and they got a restaurant right
it's
there at
great
the club.
For
it's a great date night.
It is a terrific date night. You should plan it either tonight or tomorrow night. Go see this man right here, Bob Marley. Go to comedyworks.com, comedyworks.com. Get your tickets now, and you still claim that we have the best view out of a studio of any radio station you've ever been
This is unbelievable. I'm not even kidding. It's like, is that the Rockies? It's got to be.
Yeah.
Right? I'm guessing.
It is.
Them there is the Rockies.
It's got to be. Like, we don't have hills like that where I'm from. This is unbelievable. A clean shot of this whole thing. So I don't know what you're doing, but you're doing something right. This is unbelievable.
We're selling a lot of advertising. Yeah,
you should see our rent.
Yeah, I see the Rockies, and then they placed a Target right next to it.
It's America.
Yeah, like there's a, it's a super Target. It's not even a regular Target. It's a super
it's big
Target.
Time.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you
Bob
guys
Marley,
so much.
Thanks for being here.
Man. Appreciate it.
We'll
have a great weekend.
About 6 months, hey?
Awesome.
That sounds good.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.